Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Well, Mike, let's talk about this. I read the stat, and I almost couldn't believe the stat when I read the stat. 1982. This is the first time Georgia has been ranked number one. Now, they're unanimous number one, and rightly so. Unanimous number one. For the first time since 1982, they're ranked number one in the regular season. For 40 years, I almost can't believe that.
Yeah, well, I mean, believe it. I mean, it's just that, you know, they were number one in the 2008 preseason. They were number one in the 2017 college football playoff rankings, which, frankly, are the important rankings. But from a perception standpoint, we've talked about how Kirby Smart's changed Georgia. You know, you look at the last, 17, 18, 19, 25 years. I think last four years, Georgia's been a preseason top five team. You know, altogether, I think they were a preseason top five three times in their history. So perception of Georgia football has changed, and they probably would have been number one a couple other times, except Alabama's had this dynasty thing going. So there haven't been a whole lot of number ones the way Alabama's dominated and Clemson's dominated the polls over the last 5 or 6 years. But they've been playing good football at Georgia for a while. Just other teams been just a little bit better, and the dog's been slow to get recognition.
Yeah, perception is reality. Up until last weekend, I've been putting Georgia in various kind of rankings, number one ahead of Alabama, and I was getting a lot of crap for it. And I was like, okay, you see what you see, I see what I see. Because the reason Georgia is unanimous number one, they say, well, it's clear that Alabama and Georgia are clearly ahead of the field. And they may be, by the way. But when it comes to my envisioning Alabama and Georgia, and this is no slight against Alabama. Alabama may well be the second best team in the nation, okay? And they probably are. As a matter of fact, even with that loss Saturday, they're probably still the second-best team in the nation. Georgia is clearly the best team in the nation. The perception is that Georgia is now number one. There's a reality here. This Georgia team, Mike Griffith, this Georgia team is the best team in the nation, flat out.
Yeah, well, I mean, they have been for a while. As you said, they've been dominating. I mean, look, Florida coulda, shoulda, woulda beat Alabama. This is not last year's Alabama. I mean, Alabama lost six first-round draft picks that were seniors, and now Alabama's probably still the only team left that can beat Georgia because they can score points, and something Auburn couldn't do because their receivers couldn't catch the football and they weren't able to cash in on the red zone. But and Alabama's a team that's going to get better as the year goes on. Nothing's changed here. I mean, this is the thing that I need to remind people. Nothing has changed. Alabama is still the team you're going to play the SEC title game. They're still the team that you're going to have to beat. And Georgia needs to get better. I mean, Georgia needs to continue to improve. I mean, Kirby Smart's going to say that. Auburn had more success running the football than Kirby would have liked. You take away the sack yardage, and Auburn had almost 100 yards. Take away a couple of red zones opportunities Auburn didn't cash in on. Should that have been a 17-10 game at halftime? I mean, to hear Aaron Murray say that the refs blew the call and Bo Nix say they got a bad call, I don't know. But the fact is, a better team scores there. So Georgia's got work to do. Kentucky is not going to be a pushover. Kentucky is a physical football team that, Georgia struggled with last year. They only beat them 14-3 last year. That was a game of attrition. Georgia lost four defensive starters in that game, and then later that night, of course, Richard LeCount with the horrible motorcycle accident that kind of teetered the season. Really, once they lost Richard, I think all was lost. But so this isn't a cakewalk this week. And nothing changes for Georgia except the window dressing.
The one thing has changed. I would you know, kind of take you on to task of that, is that and I think you'd agree with this. The one thing that's changed is Alabama now has no margin of error. I mean, if they're going to win a national title, they can't lose again. They just can't. So if they lose again, they're out. And so Georgia beats them in the SEC title game. I don't care what they are. They're not going to be in with two losses. So,
well, I'm talking about for Georgia. I'm not, you know.
No, yeah, right. But for Georgia, nothing changes. Correct. Georgia,
yeah. As far as Alabama goes, right, though, you know, they were right. As I said, Florida, you know, Florida probably should have beaten them down there at the Swamp. And, you know, the good thing for Georgia is you've got a home crowd, and that's, you know, Kentucky's not going to beat Georgia this week. And I don't know how close the game's going to get played. That's going to depend on who Georgia has at quarterback. I mean, if you try to slug it out with Kentucky and play smash mouth, then yeah, they can probably stay within 10 or 17. But, you know, if you bring JT out and you know, turn the jets on and get back to the air assault, then, you know, you're probably going to win that game pretty handily. So we'll see the semantics of how it plays out, and it'll be interesting. It's another chapter, as Kirby says. You know, they're taking the season as chapters, and week by week, you know, very systemic. A lot of investment from the players, a lot of focus from the Georgia players. Certainly the crowd has showed up between the hedges, as I've said. You know, I think you're seeing the value of playing games on campus for Georgia. Game day's coming back for the second time in 3 weeks. I mean, this is big. This is big for Athens. I mean, Athens is, you know, to me, kind of been a well-kept secret for a long time outside of the state of Georgia. Because when you're an outsider coming into a Georgia game, as I was when I covered Alabama, Auburn, or Tennessee, you could never get a room in Athens. You had to stay in Atlanta because all the Georgia people would buy it up. And so you never saw what an incredible downtown scene it is and what a wonderful community it is. And it's nice to see Athens finally getting some recognition and credit and publicity via the ESPN Game Day stops.
Mike Griffin, senior writer for UGA at Dawg Nation. Two more quick questions. I could talk to you all day about college football. I got two more questions here. Number one is, no Georgia fan ever going to boo Stetson Bennett again. You stop it, okay? And don't ever do that again. Number two is, well, let's stay with number one for a second here. What is JT Daniels' status, and how do you play this if you're Kirby Smart, if Stetson has the hot hand? I'm not saying JT's not the number one guy. I'm just wondering how you play it a little bit.
How I'd play it is probably different than how Kirby would play it. I mean, I'm playing my best guys, period. I don't care what position. I don't care what class they're in. I don't care what recruiting promises were made. You know, I'm putting the best guys on the field. I'm going to watch practice, and the guy that does best in practice, I'm going to play him, period. Now, Kirby likes to play guys that deserve it. You know, he told, you know, back in the South Carolina game, he played Stetson on the third series because he said he practiced well and deserved to play, and the offense came to a screeching halt that day. Okay. And that was JT. They raced out. I don't know if you remember that, but they scored two quick touchdowns with JT and they brought Stetson in. I think he threw a pick. And, you know, that's what happened against South Carolina. And Kirby said, well, I thought he deserved to play. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, this ain't AYSO soccer here. You know, I mean, you play the guys that are going to get you the biggest lead the fastest and put your foot on the pedal and slam it down fast. That said, you know, Stetson's improved from week to week. I mean, I think Eric Zier talked about it. Eric Zier said there's still some throws he makes that, you know, kind of scary. That's Eric Zier. I think one of the greatest quarterbacks in SEC history. I mean, all-time leading passer when he left Georgia. He was SEC's all-time leading passer, and he's got reservations. And I think we all see that. But Stetson makes great plays. He does have mobility. You know, he's a Georgia kid. I think that's a big part of this. There's a lot of people like seeing a kid from this region have that opportunity. And JT's, you know, he's the big shot five-star and coming off an injury. Kirby did say that he threw pain-free before the game. So, to me, if JT looks the best in practice, you stick him out there and you fly the jet and you expose Kentucky on the back end and you try to get up by as many points as you can. That's what I would do if JT has the best week of practice. If Stetson has the best week of practice, then you got a decision to make. You got to kind of figure out how you're going to do that. Because I think you need JT Daniels. To me, my opinion, Georgia's offense looks the best with JT Daniels. That's how they've looked to me. They looked pretty good against Auburn, but Georgia State looked pretty good against Auburn too.
Mike, I do appreciate it. Mike Griffith, senior writer for DogNation.com. Go to DogNation.com and check out the very latest here as we get Kentucky and Georgia in a battle of unbeatens Saturday in Athens. Thanks, Mike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.